podcast with me, Vaughn Kelly. Stay tuned while I discuss all things cooking and baking, from Q&As to special guests.
Hello and welcome back to the Bakes by V podcast. On today's episode, I'm joined by Bakker from Junior Bake Off.
Hi guys, my name is Bakker and I'm from Junior Bake Off. Thanks for joining Vaughn's podcast. I hope you're all well and I hope you enjoy the podcast, the show.
So Bakker, how have you enjoyed baking during lockdown?
I have really enjoyed baking during lockdown, although because of it has been locked down, I think I baked a bit too much. So I did actually just go on a month with no baking because I think I got to a point where mentally I was just not ready to keep baking because it can weirdly, although cakes are amazing, they can stress you out. And so I just took a month off, a bake-free month during lockdown just before I go back to school and thought, I can just have a calm, relaxed month off watching TV, watching Netflix and a bit of Amazon Prime and sort of enjoy my lockdown life without baking.
So, Bakker, what skills have you learned during lockdown? And are there any big baking projects you have done?
I think lockdown has meant you've got this load of time. You've had to sort of work on something. You can't just sit there and just live an easy life. I'm definitely one who's always up for a challenge, and I'm quite competitive. If you've met me, you know I get really, really competitive. And weirdly, I don't compete with others, I compete with myself the most. So as we know, when we watched Bake Off, pastry was not my thing. So I've definitely not mastered, you never master anything, but I'm working really, really positively with pastry. So I've done croissants, I've done some eclairs, I've done some Turkish baklava. So I've done so much of them. And I've also worked on, obviously we've not been able to go out and have big birthdays, or especially with Eid and Ramadan, we weren't able to celebrate with our families as such. So I worked on developing a new range, so families would regularly order for me for celebrations, can sort of gift stuff to their close relatives all over England. So I also worked in a huge postal range so people can try my bakes all over England because they can't make it just for their own safety.
So for people who don't have much baking knowledge, how long does it take to make croissants and what is the process like?
So it really varies. You have a 2-day method and 3-day method for croissants. I always go with the 3-day method. You're already using 2 days. You might as well just go the extra mile and take the third. Day one, you make, so this is going to be really hard because I've got to remember this. It's been a while. So day one, you make the actual croissant dough. Day two, you do the lamination and then you sort of make the butter block, which you put in between the pastry. And that's called the barrage. So a bit of terminology there for you. And you make the layers. So you fold in the butter. You've got like a sheet of butter on your pastry. And you basically roll in several layers. And that day is when your layers are made. And then day three, you then put your croissant dough in the fridge overnight. Day three, you actually sort of shape and mold the croissants. And you do a nice little egg wash and bake them. So in terms of actual labor hours, it's probably like 3 or 4, but it does take 3 days because you've got a lot of waiting around. You don't want the butter to melt.
Yeah,
you want it really solid.
That's quite a long process then, isn't it?
It is long, but it's definitely worth it, especially when you are sort of competing with yourself. And you think the great thing about it is you can just eat something at the end. Do you get what I mean? Sometimes when you're being really competitive and you get a prize, but not always a prize. Like a physical prize is good. Sometimes having homemade croissants for breakfast that you've spent 3 days working on,
it's worth it.
It's definitely worth it, yeah. It definitely makes you wake up in a really good mood as well. I think with lockdown, I have been having terrible sleep schedules, but when I've had croissant baking days, I'm like on it. I'm like, yes, I'm going to get up at 6 a.m. and I'm going to make croissants. So yeah, it's a good way to be organised if you're terrible at waking up and make croissants.
So now that a lot of teens are returning to school, how are you feeling about it?
It's really great because I really miss my friends. You can only ever have so much Zoom calls, house parties and sort of Insta lives with your friends. It caps because it just, seeing them in person is so much different. So yeah. I went in yesterday when we recorded this. So I went in yesterday and so it was just really great seeing everyone. And because I'm at sixth form now, it's also great to meet new people.
Yeah. Is there a lot of different people in your sixth form?
There's not lots of new people, but there are like a handful of new people at a sixth form. So it's just nice to see new faces and familiar faces too.
Thank you for joining me today, Bakka. Make sure you go check them out on Instagram at @theofficialbakka.
Thank you, Vaughan, for inviting me to do this podcast. It's been great fun and hope to see you soon.
Thanks for listening and remember to follow me on my Instagram and YouTube at Bakes by Bea.